What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Mara.
My name is Mara, and I like JF Cat, and my What If question is, what if Fred the dog rode on a rainbow?
Oh, that's perfect, since many of you Americans will have just celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Now, I was recently lucky enough to run into a pair of patrons named Caleb and James. And James really, really wanted me to answer the question, what if Fred the dog and Pipio went into the internet? So I'm going to combine that question with Mara's.
Just hold the microphone there 1 minute.
Oh, hi, JF Cat. I assume you and Fred are going to fight for shoutouts again?
Not today. Today, all the meowing out will be mine.
Oh, congratulations.
First, there's a family. Big brother Grady, middle sister Clara, and little brother Theo.
Oh, I know them. They know lots of cool facts about animals.
But oh, I'm not finished.
You've still got more shoutouts?
All the shoutouts, Mr. Eric. Oh, I've got a big meow to give to Ava. She told her besties, Maddie and Gilligan, about the show, and now they all listen together.
Wow, you got 6 shoutouts today to 6 awesome kids.
That's right, and you didn't get any.
That's okay. Sometimes I need a break.
Not me. Oh, I could keep meowing forever. Thank you, Grady, Clara, Theo, Ava, and besties Maddie and Gilligan.
Yes, thank you all. And now let's find out, what if Fred the dog rode a rainbow? And what if Fred and Pipio went into the internet? Fred the dog, president of What If World, was taking a well-deserved rest inside the What House. Now, have you ever heard episode 61? What if Abacus and JF Cat drank a potion at the same time and switched minds? Well, then you'd know that the What House is really just a simple door standing in the middle of a grassy clearing. But through that door is a wide, beautiful wooden house that Fred gets to call home.
Oh, it's such a beautiful morning, said Fred.
His voice sounds a little different from most people's, because his tongue is too long for his mouth.
I love living in this big house made up of all these sticks for me to chew on.
And when he finished chewing on that stick, he looked up to see that there was no house around him.
Oh, I must have gone back through the secret door somehow and ended up in that field again.
No, Fred, you've been ignoring me for the past 3 weeks.
What? That doesn't sound like me. I mean, unless I was chewing a really good stick.
You chewed away the entire What House!
Shouted JF Cat, pointing around with a black and white paw.
Oh, Floop, said Fred,
looking around to see that all that was left of the beautiful wooden house was a few loose wires and a few metal pipes sticking out of the ground.
Oh, well, what are you doing here anyway? I'm president now.
They asked me to help you snap out of it while they've been running What If World.
Okay, well, I snap out of it now. Although I would really like another stick.
And Fred went over to one of the pipes sticking out of the ground.
Oh, this pipe has some dirt on it, and it smells really bad. It's almost as good as a stick.
Fred from meowing out loud.
Hey, I quit it chewing out of my magical sewer pipe.
A voice echoed from inside the pipe. Fred leapt back in alarm.
Hey, what are you doing in the What House?
Hey, what are you doing to chewing on my pipe?
Said Pipio. And the little sewer wizard suddenly stretched out of the pipe, plopping down in his purple overalls and wielding his wand wrench warily.
Step away from my magic pipe.
Oh, wait. You're a wizard. You can rebuild this house for us.
I don't know. I kind of like the open air concept.
And just like that, it started to rain.
Oh, I love the rain. I love the smell of it, and the way it makes me wet so I can roll in mud, and the way it makes everybody smell just a little damper and a little stinkier.
Well, your administration can't work in the rain.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, we build a house, and then I go out to play in the rain later.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I don't have those kind of powers outside of the Interwatt.
Fred, the Interwatt's not gonna help you. We've gotta rebuild this house right here and now.
What, in the Interwatt? You could build 1,000 houses in like a day.
Oh, that sounds a lot easier, yeah.
But Fred, I thought you were supposed to be a smarter president than me.
Yet I'm very smart. That's why I go to the Interwatch and I come back with a better wild house than ever.
The rainwater had filled up one of the sewer pipes, right to brimming. And as the rain died down and the drizzle dried up, Pipio wielded his wand. And a perfect, bright colored rainbow stretched right out of the pipe.
Oh, and I get to ride a pretty rainbow.
That's not a real rainbow. It's just an inter-rainbow.
Yeah, but the colors are so much brighter than a normal rainbow.
Fred, you gotta ride the rainbow now before it disappears.
Oh, yeah.
The rainbow seemed to be getting sucked inside the pipe. So Fred lashed out with his tongue at the last second, grabbing the edge of that colorful bow in.
And let's go!
He and Pipio sped down the pipe, leaving JF Cat alone in the damp field.
Oh, my fur was so smooth and pixelated.
Oh yeah, you like a digital dog now.
Fred and Pipio were in a wide open space. There was no floor or ceiling. There were no walls or air. There was no up or down.
Oh, this is weird.
Oh, sorry. You cannot conceive a pure interformation.
Interformation?
Like the data.
The data?
No, the data. The data.
I don't...
Oh, forget about it.
Pipio flicked his wand, and stone blocks started appearing under their feet. And beyond them stretched perfectly smooth hills, one little green semicircle after another.
Wow, you really can do anything here.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big deal on the Interwatt.
As Fred looked around, perfect cylindrical tree trunks sprouted up from the ground. Each big brown trunk topped with a fluffy cloud of green.
That's what trees are like here. They don't look dirty or different. They don't even have a good stick smell.
But Fred approached a tree anyway, when suddenly, a big bear-like creature appeared out of nowhere. It had a cute furry face, but was wielding a massive club.
If you want this forest, you have to go through me.
Excuse me. So I just need some trees so I can rebuild the White House. See, I'm president. And
if you want this forest, you'll have to go through me.
I mean, you're a very big boy. I don't think that I can go through you, so I was hoping just go around.
Fred walked over to a different tree, and an exact duplicate of that bear-like creature appeared.
If you want to get this forest tree, you'll have to go through me.
That's what the other guy said.
And then he tried another tree.
If you want a tree, you have to go through me.
At least you're being succinct.
No matter which tree he tried, another of these monsters appeared.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes you gotta defeat a monster in order to get a resource.
Oh, my goodness.
And Fred tried to stretch his tongue around the nearest monster.
If you want to have this... Oh, what is that? I'm a digital creation. I shouldn't be able to feel and smell this stinky, gross tongue.
The bear-like monster dropped his club and ran off into the woods.
Oh, excuse me. I guess I still have a little bit of the zombie dog breath.
And as Fred stretched his tongue out towards the tree, all the other bear monsters caught a whiff and retreated.
Wow, with this many trees, I can build a bigger, better wet house than ever.
And Fred started grabbing one tree after another with his big, long tongue.
This tastes like zeros and ones.
Don't worry, they don't need to taste or smell like nothing. Because once you build it, it stays up forever.
Oh, if you say so.
Fred started making piles of digital trees, Seeing that the wooden clubs were a darker color brown, Fred started grabbing those up too.
Maybe these will taste better, cause those bears were holding them. Bears are usually very stinky.
But the clubs just tasted like zeros and ones too.
You mean zeros and ones also?
Yeah, Fred, I did zero and ones too.
Zeros and twelves?
No, zeros and... Fred, you know what I mean? They just tasted like binary.
Oh, well. At least it'll be the biggest, sturdiest Interwatt house ever.
And as Fred finished gathering all the trees and clubs, and he and Pipio started building up a brand new what house, it started to, I guess, rain?
Why do these shiny lines keep hitting me?
I thought you loved the rain.
It don't feel like rain. It don't smell like rain.
It's the inter-rain.
No, it don't feel white. But maybe chewing on the old wet stick will make me feel better.
And the stick disappeared.
Oh, what just happened?
Oh, you will collect the resource.
I don't want to collect a resource. I want to eat a food.
Oh, don't worry. You don't need to eat a food until your life bar get low.
Well, fine. Let's just finish building the house.
And so they did, building out block after block to make the biggest what house ever.
It kind of look a little square.
Well, here you can make it look like a rectangle or a square. Or a square with a rectangle on top. Or a square with a triangle on top. The combinations are finite and few.
Oh, okay. Well, how do I get all of them here to work?
And with a twist of Pipio's wand, the rain died down again. And outstretched another perfectly colorful, perfectly curved rainbow.
Don't that rainbow look a lot like the last one?
It is the last one. Now they just got to upload the avatars, and they can come here anytime they want.
The first avatar to arrive was JF Cat. He was black and white and perfectly smooth.
Jojo, why aren't you fluffy no more?
This is just my Interwatt avatar. It's not really me. Are you ready to get out of here?
But aren't you impressed how quickly I built this house?
You've been gone for 3 days.
Oh, really? It doesn't feel like that long.
That's because you've been having so much fun.
Have I been?
You got all your favorite things, Fred. All the sticks you ever want. It can rain or shine whenever you please. Your friends can come from all over the world to visit.
That's true. I didn't realize how lonely I've been, JF Cat. Give me a big hug.
Well, okay, but...
But when Fred hugged JF Cat, he couldn't feel his kitty fur or smell his kitty smells.
Jojo, that's not a good cuddle.
Of course not, JF Cat.
Yeah, the internet cannot convey the subtleties of existence. I thought you knew that.
Although, for some reason, I can still smell you. Gah!
And JF Cat backed away from Freddy's hug.
That's it. What house or no? I don't think I want to stay here any longer.
Okay, my friend. You're free to go.
But as Fred tried to force his way back towards the rainbow, a big talking wall appeared in front of him.
Are you sure you want to leave?
Yes.
Select no or definitely not.
No, yes.
You selected no. You can stay.
No, I want to go.
You selected no again.
I mean yes.
You selected definitely no.
Okay, you want me to stay? I guess I just give you a big kiss.
No, not necessary.
And as Fred licked the brick wall, it disappeared. He had almost reached the rainbow when a cute little perfectly smooth pug appeared in front of him.
You don't want to go. You just want to play a different game. This one you collect all the cutest dogs in the whole Whateverse.
Sorry, I just want to get back to my friends now.
Oh, but that pug's even cuter than you.
That's low JF Cat.
and JF Cat started pawing at the pug.
Oh, you are so cute. You can collect all of the puppies and they will love you forever.
No, they can't love you. They're not real.
Oh, I don't care anymore. They're just too cute.
And as JF Cat pawed at the puppy, more and more dogs of every kind appeared behind it, filling up the what house and blocking out sight of the rainbow altogether. Fred tried using his stinky breath to scare away the dogs, but there were just too many of them.
Pipio, you gotta help me get out of here.
I'm not gonna listen to you. These puppies are so much cuter.
Oh, that's it. Nobody cuter than Fred the dog.
And Fred stretched his tongue in and out and around the entire house, pulling all the sticks apart with one tug.
Go and get it,
said Fred, throwing thousands of sticks clear across the interwhat. Then all the digital dogs took after the sticks.
Wait, where are you going?
Oh no, let's follow the cute puppies.
JF Cat and Pipio tried to follow the dogs deeper down the interwhat.
I'm sorry, you two. If for your own good.
And Fred wrapped his stinky tongue around his two friends.
Oh, it's so slimy. How is it so slimy?
I cannot take another second.
The rainbow was starting to disappear, and Fred leapt with his two friends in tow, or tongue, I suppose, scrambling up onto the edge of the rainbow as it took them up and out of the interwhat.
That was so gross.
Thank goodness it started raining again to wash away the smell.
You two should be thankful that my stinkiness transcends dimensions, or else we might all be stuck there forever.
Oh, I guess you're right.
How can we ever repair you?
Well, first, you could help me find some sticks.
Here we go again.
I mean to help rebuild the White House.
Maybe we should make it from something other than sticks.
I know where we can find a lot of bricks.
Yeah, but you don't mean the interwhat, do you?
Okay, yeah, I don't know where we find the bricks.
Maybe we can make some out of mud.
Oh, mud bricks? What a perfect idea. The wishes mud bricks.
Perfect.
Here we pipey go.
The end. All right, Mara and James, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my cousin Mike, his wife Jess, and my brother-in-law Chris for talking up this show before anyone had ever heard of it. And all you kids at home who know that no internet game can replace the experiences you make for yourself in What Is World. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org. Cats and